Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris. Today's show takes us on a trip to France and the recesses of a young girl's heart in the latest Gothic novel by Mary Lonergan, The Catacombs of Hell. Mary Ann Lonergan is a retired esthetician. She's hearing impaired, and she's a member of the Canadian Hearing Society. Mary Ann dabbled with writing in the past, but she didn't become serious until after her children left home. She believes that her writing lets her vivid imagination run wild. Mary Ann once said about her books, "I want my readers to feel the experience and try to guess the next step in the world of suspense and adventure I create. I want them to be unable to put the book down." The novel Catacombs of Hell is set in Paris. For centuries, the city of Paris has been synonymous with romance and intrigue. Rich in history and steeped in beauty, the city provides a perfect background for a budding romance. The magic of this lovely city is not lost on Madeline Windsor. Madeline is hearing impaired and traveled to the City of Light with her parents. She's totally taken with the ambiance and the charm of the city. Her girlish heart is easily stolen by the handsome millionaire playboy, Jack Holt. However, Madeline's experience is not just a stroll through the secret garden. Let me share part of her journey with you. Once outside the room, she held the candle high to make sure no one was around. She saw the soft glow of the flame against the walls of a small cavern, one that she did not recognize. Stepping farther away from her room, she looked back and saw the design of the room. It was a perfect square with its own ceiling and extra space on all sides. Suddenly, she realized that her room had been used as a cell. This idea was beyond her comprehension. She knew she had to move quickly before anyone realized she was gone, but she didn't know which direction she should go. A few seconds ticked by, and she made the decision to move forward into the darkness, into the unknown, away from that square room. She cupped her hand around the candle flame to keep it from being extinguished. She only had 4 matches left in the box, so she dare not take any chances. After an hour of moving quietly and quickly from wall to wall and corridor to corridor, she sat down to rest. Feeling chilled, she put on her sweater and drank half a bottle of water. Taking out the pamphlet, in the dim candlelight, she tried to figure out where she was. Ugh, nothing made sense to her racing mind. She couldn't concentrate. She knew deep in her heart that she was in trouble and that she was lost. Quietly, she uttered a soft, choked cry and said a small prayer for an angel to come and find her and help her find her way out of the catacombs of hell. For the first time in her life, she felt terrified and alone. She began to tremble all over. "Come on, girl, get up and move. Jack is looking for you," she said to herself. She rose, steadying herself, and began to move once more from one corridor to another. Ooh, the smell was musky and sickening. She began to lose all sense of time. She was exhausted, but she forced herself to keep moving. She must not get caught. At last she stopped, holding the candle up high. She saw a full-sized human skeleton, hanging by its neck. She let out a loud, piercing scream. She dropped the candle, fell backwards, hitting her head on the wall, and suddenly, everything went black. Madeline had passed out from fear and shock. She awoke to total blackness and the smell of musky, damp air. Suddenly, she remembered where she was. She was inside the catacombs. Oh, she began to panic. She forced herself to reach out, groping for the dropped candle. She couldn't find it. She pulled the box of matches out of her pocket, opened it, and removed one of those precious matches. With her shaking hands, she struck the match on the side of the matchbox, and it flared to life. The flame cast a soft glow, revealing the location of the shiny brass candlestick. Quickly, she grabbed the candlestick and put the fallen candle back into its place. She lit the candle, and its flame cast a larger glow. Once again, she saw the hanging skeleton, but this time she forced herself not to scream. Rubbing the back of her head, she felt a small bump. Ouch! Oh, thank goodness, I didn't cut my head open, she thought. She stood up and began to move quickly, once again cupping the candle flame to protect it. She finally slowed down and realized that she was missing her slippers. Oh, my God, my feet must have been so cold that I didn't feel them slip off my feet when I passed out. She looked down at her watch. The soft glow of the candle showed it was just after 8 a.m. Oh, no! Steve and his dark men must be trying to find me. I've got to keep moving. She began to run from one dark corridor to another, from one foul-smelling room to another. She ran and she ran and she ran. She felt a sudden, terrible, dry thirst that hurt her throat. She reached in her pocket for the water bottle and found it missing. Oh, she groaned. Suddenly she heard a noise. In a panic, her eyes opened wide. She looked around. Oh, no, they found me. I have to keep running. And once again, she was on the move. Each time she stopped, she strained her ears to see if she could hear anyone coming. It was no use. Her hearing aid only picked up her own heavy breathing and her rapidly pounding heart. She tried to breathe more slowly, but it was no use. She kept shivering and breathing hard and fast. The candle flame died, and she began to panic again. She sat down quickly, reached into her pocket, retrieved the spare candle with the third match. She lit it. She knew that she only had one precious match remaining. Sitting with her back against a large rock, she began to look around. Huh, she thought, that's odd. The walls no longer look like limestone. She put her hand on the wall next to the rock and realized that this wall was made out of hard-packed mud. Next, she noticed the ceiling. It seemed lower than normal. Oh, no, she said to herself. What can this mean? She remembered Jack telling her stories about people going into the catacombs and losing their way. Later, they were found dead. Oh, dear, she thought. What a cruel, harsh death. But no, I don't want to die in here. Please, Jack, find me. How I need you. Oh, dear God, please show me the way out. She was weary to the bone, cold from the dampness, hungry, and so thirsty. All she could think about was that she had to keep going. She couldn't be caught by her kidnappers. She began to have visions of herself lying somewhere dead in the catacombs. No one would find her for years. Perhaps even centuries. With those thoughts and sheer willpower, she knew she must keep going. She strained both ears for any sounds that might help her or warn her. With shaky legs, she managed to get herself up. Once again, she began to run, stumbling along the corridor until she finally dropped. Her body was sore and it ached all over. No bone in her body was immune to the biting numbness and the cold dampness. With strong determination and true grit, Madeline fell down and got up, fell down and got up again and again. She was always looking back. The only sounds she heard was her own rapid breathing and her pounding heart. Her eardrums felt like they were going to explode until finally her hearing aid battery began to die. What will become of Madeline? Will she survive this ordeal? Will her dreams ever be realized? Read The Catacombs of Hell by Mary Lonergan and learn Madeline's fate. You'll be surprised by the twists and turns this story takes. Find The Catacombs of Hell on Amazon.com. This book, Catacombs of Hell, is a featured selection at the Frankfurt Book Fair, to be held in Frankfurt, Germany, in October of 2018. You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. By the way, you can also find us on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, remember to buy a book, read a book, and share a book. And thank you so much for listening.